Florida Governor Rick Scott inducted 5 men and 1 woman during Tuesday's early morning ceremony.
These 6 individuals represent the first of many distinguished veterans who will be inducted in years to come. The bravery and sacrifice of our veterans has preserved and protected the American dream for generations and allows Americans to enjoy the freedoms that we do today.
Scott says creating the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame, which recognizes the achievements of veterans during and especially after their service, required a group effort. And that effort came with its share of fits and starts. Not long after lawmakers established the Hall of Fame in 2011, officials released what they call a draft list of 22 possible inductees, which included Scott himself as well as several former members of the Confederate Army. But no minorities or women. That led to public outcry from civil rights activists. Officials quickly pulled the list, but now, years later, Tallahassee lawyer and civil rights activist Chuck Hobbs says he's not sure those concerns about diversity have been answered.
It gives me pause for concern to think that for the many veterans from the state of Florida, that there aren't any in the last 2 cycles that are Black, Latino, or some other ethnic minority who are not worthy of being honored.
Hobbs is careful to say he's certain those who were honored were deserving of the recognition. But he says he can think of plenty of minority veterans who also served their country well.
Sure. My father, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Edward Hobbs Sr., who served his country with distinction for 20 years, was an infantry officer and military police officer during the Vietnam War, was the ROTC commander at Florida A&M University from 1980 to 1983.
The Florida Hall of Fame's website does include a form that lets citizens nominate candidates. Those individuals would then go into a pot that the governor and cabinet, as well as the Hall of Fame Council, could use to select finalists. Hobbs says he wasn't aware of that, but now that he is, he plans to make nominations each year. The Department of Veterans Affairs declined a request for a radio interview about how that selection works or how matters of diversity were taken into account when coming up with this year's list of inductees. But a department spokesman did say none of those selected came from the initial list of 22 individuals and highlighted that Florida's Hall of Fame is different because it puts more focus on the nominees' post-military contributions to the state. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.